Paragraph A. Based on what we're learning till now, v'ze b'chinas ma'shederech ha'tinoik litzoik harbe kol yemei katnusoi. Now we'll understand also why Hashem has put it into the nature of babies that they cry. Most people, when they cross the age of 5 years old, 6 years, they cry rarely. And when they get even older, they cry even less. Most people. We're not talking about a person who would want to cry, crying to Hashem. We're talking about a person crying in getting up as a normal routine, as part of their regular routine. That's something that we find in babies that we don't find afterwards. Kimiyoim leidosoi ad tashlom yemei katnusoi oz ubechinas hoylodas hamoichim. Because from the day that the baby is born until it completes that first stage of its life of being a baby, it's in this process of creating moichin, giving birth to moichin. Whereby the person has to give birth, create, and reveal the moichin, take them from the stage of ibur, pregnancy, to the stage of birth. As we see in actual life, shahadas nizgadel imatinoik, that the maturity grows with the baby. Every day the baby gets older, the baby understands new things and is able to do new things. Yesterday he couldn't crawl, today the baby started crawling, parents say. And a few weeks later the baby started standing up. On what we see advancement on a constant basis, an advancement of the sechel. That's why Hashem put it into the nature of the baby to cry a lot. Because Rabbi Nazal tells us in Likutei Imran that when you want to take the moichin from their state of hiddenness, pregnancy, when it's totally hidden, and to bring it out, from pregnancy into birth, it requires tsa'oka, it requires crying, screaming. Bechinas tsa'akosenu yoidea ta'alumais. Rabbi Nazal quotes this pasuk over there. Our screaming informs us, enlightens us of things that were hidden from us originally. Kamo shemavor ba'toranal, as Rabbi Nazal explains over there. And from this example that we're giving about a baby, each and every single one of us can apply this to ourselves. In what we are like babies, when we want to get to understand the Torah, when we're starting to try to understand the Torah, and to become aware of Hashem, when a person sees that they don't understand, that they can't understand yet, and the das is hidden from them, it's in this state of ibur, the person has to realize that they need to cry and scream a lot to Hashem. Like a woman giving birth, before she gives birth, she does a lot of moaning and groaning and screaming and crying. And like the baby, in its stage of babyhood, cries a lot in order to create moichin. Because regarding this issue of moichin, there are many different examples of it. There are many different facets of it. Kitzakas hayoledes v'hatinoig hulahoyled hamoichin hapshutim shedbiash mizborach b'das odom. Because the crying and screaming of the woman giving birth or the baby, that's in order to create the regular brain, in order to bring forth the regular basic knowledge and intelligence that a baby needs in this world to start developing. To be able to open its eyes, to be able to see, to be able to hear, to be able to learn how to eat, first being spoon-fed and then learn how to eat by itself, to learn how to walk, to learn how to talk. all of that development, in order to create the moichin for that, requires the crying and screaming of the baby and the mother when she is in her, when she's at the time of birth. However, afterwards, when the person leaves the stage of babyhood, they're no longer a baby, they're starting to grow, that's when the person has to generate the real moichin, which the person can only achieve through serving Hashem, through mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and tefillah. V'shom ikar bechinas ibur v'leido v'gadlus makifim. That's where you have the main stages of the moichin, going from ibur, from pregnancy to birth, to gadlus, to maturity, and makifin, where the person starts having makifin and trying to bring those makifin in. U'kishamoichin hu bebechinas ibur v'helam. And when a person realizes that there's a certain level of seichel that he doesn't have yet, let's say a person is learning Chumash, and they've actually developed, they know how to learn Chumash and Rashi, and they're doing pretty well in it. And the Rebbe tells the child, okay, now we're going to be starting something totally new called Mishnayot, Mishnayis. And suddenly the child sees that in the Chumash, all the words had dots under them, and all. The Rebbe hands out Mishnayis, and in some Mishnayis they have dots, but let's say, for example, the Mishnayis that the Rebbe gives out, or let's say in the Mishnayis they have dots, when they go on to the stage of starting to learn Gemara, suddenly no dots, no vowels, no punctuation. And the child looks at this and says, oh no, how do I do this? How am I going to learn how to read Gemara? Or people who haven't yet learned how to read Rashi script, for example, they've learned how to read regular Hebrew script, they don't know how to read Rashi. And they start trying and they see it's very hard. And the person realizes, I need new seichel that I don't have yet. Right now, my brain has what it needs to be able to decipher regular Hebrew, but Rashi script or Gemara without vowels, it's totally new to me. I have no idea where to start. So when the moichin are in that state of Ibur and Helam, tzorich tzoko harbe, the person needs a lot of crying and screaming to give birth to those moichin, to bring those moichin from their state of hiddenness to being revealed from wherever they are. Each person on his level. As the pasuk says, our tsa'oka, our crying and screaming, gives us the ability to know that which was hidden from us before. Yodea talumais, that which was makifin to us, or it was in the state of ibur, in order to bring it out into leida, in order to get it to be pnimi, I need to scream and cry. Ki rak hu yisborach yodea talumais hamoichin shel kol echod lehechon elmo, because it's only Hashem who knows where each and every single person's seichel is that's hidden. You know, the person's seichel that they haven't yet acquired, that they haven't yet been privileged to bring inside their brain. And it's impossible to really create those moichin and bring them from the state of hiddenness to being revealed other than through tzaoka, through crying and screaming. With this, we could understand in the story of Rabbi Nazar's life when he was a child, he said that every step of the way was extremely, extremely difficult for him. When he first started learning Chumash, couldn't do it, and he cried and cried and cried until Hashem gave him the ability to learn Chumash. Then Rashi, whole new effort, then Mishnayis, then Gemara, then Kabbalah, and higher and higher levels. He said each time he wanted to get to a new level, it was extremely difficult, and he had to do a lot of crying and begging Hashem to help him till he broke through, till he attained that item totally on the level that he got it. We see a drop from his sforim that the level that he attained, his level, how Rav Nosson Zal writes, that when Rabbeinu Zal would be discussing any part of the Torah with somebody who was in the middle of learning that part, somebody who had just spent a week learning the halachas of Boirer on Shabbos, you know, Rabbeinu Zal would talk to the person, and the person couldn't believe it. Rabbeinu Zal was more on the page than that person was. Any topic in Torah, he had mastered it so, so solidly. And for sure, a lot of this was credited to this tzo'oko and tefillah, begging Hashem every step of the way, give me the seichel that I need to master this, to understand it properly, and to retain it, to remember what I learned, to understand it correctly, and working on it again and again until he got it. We find about the Arizal, it's written also that he struggled very, very hard to try to understand the correct interpretation of the Zohar Kodesh many times. And sometimes he would work on something for days and days. And afterwards, he would feel that he got it. He understood it. A few days later, he'd get a message. Not yet. Not proper. Your understanding is not yet proper. Go back and work on it again. And he would work on it again and again with tefillah, with fasting, doing everything he could to be zeichet to attain these new moichin.